Well, I'm learning a lot about the Bible as I answer these questions from Carl Shoup's book, Test Your Bible Knowledge. I didn't know that Ishmael was promised 12 princes. I looked it up, and that promise was made 2 times in Genesis. I'm going to tackle the next 10 questions in the book, and I'm going to try to get them all correct. They're multiple choice questions, and each one comes with a reference from the Bible to help you pick the right answer from the 4 choices, or do some research later. The questions in the book follow the books of the Bible, and right now I'm going through the questions from Genesis. I've just finished reading that book as part of my yearly endeavor to read the entire Bible. So, let's see how I do with this next set. Question 51. Sarah's laughter at the announcement that she would have a son was followed by A. laughter from the Lord, B. laughter from Abraham, C. laughter from bystanders, or D. a dispute with the Lord over whether she had laughed. I am going to pick D for 51. 52. Abraham, having persuaded the Lord to spare Sodom if 50 righteous persons could be found in it, A. got permission from the Lord to warn Lot and his family to leave Sodom, B. sent his son Isaac in to search for 50 righteous persons, C. repented of his action and persuaded the Lord to destroy Sodom if 50 wicked could be found, or D. argued on with the Lord until he got the number down to 10, and the answer here is D. 53. When all the men of Sodom surrounded Lot's house to get at the 2 angels, or men, who were stopping there overnight, Lot, A, offered his 2 virgin daughters to the crowd if they would leave his guests alone, B, hid the 2 men in his granary and let the crowd into his house, C, turned his house into a pillar of fire and barely escaped alive, or D, turned the 2 men over to the crowd. Okay, those are some good choices, but the correct choice there is A for 53. 54. As Lot and his family fled from Sodom, A, because Lot looked back, he was turned to a pillar of salt. B, because Lot's wife looked back, she was turned to a pillar of salt. C, because Lot looked back, his wife was turned to a pillar of salt. Or D, because his wife looked back, Lot was turned to a pillar of salt. Okay, the answer for this one, I'm fairly certain, is B. Because Lot's wife looked back, she was turned to a pillar of salt. 54B. 55. Lot's daughters made him drunk with wine so that A, he would not try to pursue the avenging angels who had destroyed his city, B, they would preserve offspring through their father, no other men being left to them, C, they would gain his consent to seek husbands in strange lands, or D, they would steal back to the ruins of Sodom. Okay, this one here again, I know it is letter B. They would preserve offspring through their father, no other men being left to them. Answer B for 55. Okay, 56. Moab was Lot's A, nephew and uncle, B, father and uncle, C, son and grandson, or D, brother and nephew. Okay, this one I am not sure about, but I'm going to mark C for 56, son and grandson. 57. Entering Gerar, Abraham persuaded his wife Sarah to pass as his sister in order to A, obtain certain preferences at King Abimelech's court, granted only to single men, B, get 2 single rations of food during the famine instead of 1.5, C, avoid ridicule as the husband of a barren wife, or D, escape death if the Gerarites seized Sarah. And I am going to go with D for 57. Okay, 58. Sarah was, in fact, A, sister of Abraham's, B, a half-sister of Abraham's, C, a sister of Abraham's by adoption, D, no sister at all to Abraham. Answer here, B, a half-sister of Abraham's. Okay. 59. When Sarah urged Abraham to cast out Hagar and her son, God told Abraham that A, he agreed with her, B, he disagreed with her, C, it was up to Abraham to decide, or D, only Hagar's son should go. Okay, not sure about this one either. A, he agreed with her, or B, he disagreed with her. I'm going to go with B, disagreed for 59. Okay, question number 60. Hagar cast her child under a shrub and sat down a good way off, A, to hide him from Sarah's servants, B, so that he might be found by Abraham's servants, C, because she could carry him no further, or D, to spare herself the sight of his dying. I think that the correct answer here is D, to spare herself the sight of his dying. So 60 is D. Okay, that's the next set of 10. So I'm going to turn back to the back of the book where the answers are ready for me. And the answers here are in about 6 columns or so. There's maybe 46 or so lines per page. Some pages have more, and you go to the correct column with the corresponding number, and it's 51. And the answer is D, and I answered D. 52 is D, I answered D. 53 is A, and I answered A. 54B, that's what I answered. And 55 is B, and that's what I answered. 56C, got that one right. 57D, and I got that one right. 58B, I got that one right. 59A, I answered B. So I'm going to go back and look at 59. I answered B. Question was, when Sarah urged Abraham to cast out Hagar and her son, God told Abraham that, correct answer A, he agreed with her. Okay, didn't know that one. And last one, question 60, correct answer D, I answered D. Okay, I got 9 out of 10. Not too bad. The questions this time, I thought they were pretty straightforward. So just a lot of answering from memory. The subject matter was not too difficult. The next group of 10, I think they're probably going to be about Isaac and what happens to him as far as probably finding a wife or the sacrifice. So we'll have to see. I'm going to continue with this and try to get 100 on the next set.